Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Senior Director Art Hall with our Corporate Performance Improvement Practice sits down with Managing Director Brian Smith to discuss third-party risk management with banks and compliance with the Office of the Comptroller of Currency, also known as the OCC.
Welcome back to another edition of A&M Conversation With. I'm Art Hall. Today, I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Smith, who is a managing director at our firm based in New York. Brian has extensive experience in the design and restructuring of technology and operation organizations for financial services firms, and has led engagements to implement third-party vendor management programs in addition to having line management experience managing third parties on a global basis. Besides having the best Scottish accent in the firm, Brian also has held positions at Citigroup Private Bank and American Express Bank and established and managed many third-party relationships. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Brian, as a firm, we have done extensive work delivering third-party risk management solutions to banks. And as many of our financial services listeners know, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, or OCC, issued guidance in 2013 prescribing how banks should manage critical third-party relationships. And just recently, the OCC published an update called 2017-21 or 17-21. So Brian, what does this update cover?
Well, this update is really a clarification. The most important area it covers is fintech companies, which even in 2013, were only just emerging in the market. And what this update does is start to clarify that fintech companies should be considered as critical third parties if they meet the appropriate definition. And as this is an area of growth for all banks, this is a helpful clarification, and it starts to set the scene for what has to happen as a fintech company becomes more involved in the delivery of critical services.
You mentioned the term critical twice in your response. What do you mean by critical?
Critical really is a term that was introduced by the OCC in their original bulletin to try and differentiate between the third parties that provide services that are essential to the payment infrastructure or essential to providing consumer services and that a bank has to pay heightened attention to. So the first step is for a bank's board of directors to put in place a policy and a procedure for determining which of the many third parties that a bank utilizes would be determined and defined as critical. And these would be third parties that provide essential functions like payments, clearing, settlements, securities custody, processes that could cause the bank to face significant risk if the third party failed, or where there could be significant customer impact if the third party failed. And finally, the final point is that if the rectification of a failure by a third party would require significant investment or take significant time and resources, then all of these things would cause the bank to want to have heightened oversight and be able to show that they really are paying attention to that third party, their infrastructure, their resiliency.
So thinking about the update, do you think that the update that the OCC published is going to be helpful for banks?
Very much. The original guidance was quite extensive, but it did lead to a lot of questions, not only from the banks, but from the third parties who are impacted, and even some of the other regulators, the bank examiners themselves. So as that has played out over the last few years, a lot of questions have arisen, different interpretations have been made. So this new bulletin actually clarifies many of the commonly asked questions and gives some better guidance in the areas where there was some concern.
And given the number of new partnerships that are being forged between banks and fintech companies, the questions that this update attempts to answer, do you believe or agree that those updates pertain to how banks and fintech companies work together?
Yes, I think they do. The ecosystem of a bank is becoming increasingly complex. There are more and more third parties providing more and more services or components of services. The fintech companies are becoming embedded in the banking system. So yes, it's important that there is clarity in what has to be regulated, not least of which it helps the fintech companies themselves understand what they're going to have to do to be able to be a credible third party once their business expands beyond the experimental or innovative stage. So yes, this is going to be very helpful.
So it seems that the number of third parties used by banks just continuously increases, including fintech companies, and that will only accelerate. Does this imply that there's a never-ending increase in third-party management workload?
I think it could, but in reality, what is also happening in the market is utilities are starting to emerge where third parties can provide information once and then it is distributed to many banks. This allows the third parties to cut back on their workload and it makes the process of validation and updating records much simpler. The regulations are clear that community banks, for example, can share in contracting terms and conditions, and they're starting to do that. And we're seeing more openness for many of the third parties in accepting the fact that they have to provide this type of information and getting themselves organized to do it in an effective and efficient way. Some have even set up websites to basically publish information to allow the banks to just get it when they need it. So although on the surface it could appear to be a lot more work, I think automation and understanding that this is a process that's here to stay is causing people to try to make this as efficient and unintrusive as possible.
One aspect of the guidance is a term called fourth party. And for the benefit of our listeners, can you define what a fourth party is?
Yes, so if a bank buys a service or outsources something to a third party, they become a provider to the bank. But that third party in turn often uses other companies to provide services. For example, they may use somebody else to provide a data center. So that provider to the third party is really a fourth party to the bank. Now, this is interesting to the banks because many of their third parties may outsource and use services from the same fourth party. So although the bank may think they've diversified their risk by using five third parties, if all of these third parties use the same data center provider, in fact, what's happened is the bank now has a concentrated risk with that one fourth party. So it makes it very important for the bank to understand what are the third parties doing in terms of their activities in sourcing in the marketplace, and is that inadvertently introducing fourth party risk? And one can conceivably see this goes further down the supply chain and gets to even fifth parties, although that's maybe pushing the envelope a little bit at this point.
One last question for you, Brian. It's clear that many banks are going mobile. They're investing heavily in mobile banking and mobile apps and bringing a lot of mobile providers to the table. Are relationships with mobile providers addressed in this updated guidance?
Yes, they are, and they could well meet the definition of a critical third party, and most likely will, because most mobile providers are providing payment-related activities, taking check deposits, allowing payments. So in all probability, they would be deemed critical, and therefore the heightened oversight would apply. So this latest guidance does clarify that point explicitly for the mobile providers who fall in that category, and therefore they now know that they are going to have to provide information and put in place the management processes necessary to be compliant.
Brian Smith is a managing director with Alvarez & Marsal based in New York. Brian, it was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.